I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Welcome to Soul School Lesson 18, and this is going to be a fun one. This is about intuition. Now, intuition is this name we give to something, and it sounds nebulous, and we're not exactly sure what we're talking about sometimes when we say intuition. There's other words we use for it too. We'll say, I had a hunch, I have a gut feeling, I'm going to go with my gut. And actually, what we're talking about has been scanned, and what it really refers to is this primal center of the brain, this part that is not part of the conscious brain. It's the limbic system. It's this instinctual part of the brain that a lot of animals have, and it's more the base part of the brain. It's not part of the prefrontal cortex, which is up in the front by your forehead. That's the conscious reasoning part of the brain, the area that figures things out and solves problems after accumulating data. It's much more gut level, and the reason why it's considered gut level is there's a lot of neurons that connect to the fight or flight response and the actual stomach intestines. So when we say gut level, it's actually guts. And you can have, if you have a lot of adrenaline pumping and a lot of fight or flight necessary in your life, you will often have stomach problems, intestine problems. And that's because your limbic system has been activated a lot. You have that adrenaline response. And oftentimes, this is the center of the brain that is spiritualized, and people will say, God was leading me, or I had a premonition, or I just had this hunch, and people will use spiritual language for it. And when people are meditating or praying, this is the system that will light up on the brain scans. And when people think they have clairvoyant powers, this is the part of the brain that will light up. And it's not to say that it's all phony. This might just be how God interacts with us through this system of the brain. And it isn't the part of the brain that is going to be the reasoning part. That's the kind of the part we'll try to understand that other part later. It's the shortcut that we use all the time because the prefrontal cortex takes a lot longer to get through and think things through. So we use this gut instinct. This is the kind of thing that keeps us alive. So it's a lot quicker to be in a fight or flight state and just use your gut instinct and run instead of think, now it looks like a tiger is going to run after me. Now let me think about what I should do and reason it out. It's easier to just have the feeling of run now, and then you just run and you're not even thinking about it. You're just taking off. And it's people with good instincts and good limbic systems that survived and didn't get eaten or didn't get attacked. And that's also why it seems that we have women's intuition and mother's intuition or parental intuition. So the people who, humans who didn't have that would be eaten, destroyed in some way. And people who need more protection or need to watch out for their young would have more tapped into this type of limbic system and be more aware of it. Now, everyone obviously has a limbic system in their brain and can develop it and can create better pathways and create a better listening abilities to this side of their brain. But some people really seem to have an orientation to this intuitive side. I'm one of those people, and I really tend to trust my gut. When I don't trust my gut, I end up making really stupid decisions. And what this episode is primarily hoping to do for you is to tell you, definitely trust your gut, even when on paper it doesn't make sense, even when you're pressured by outside forces, friends, other people, society pressuring you and saying, well, that doesn't make sense, don't do that. If your gut is telling you to do something, there's probably a darn good reason, and maybe that'll turn up later. Our gut is always right. It might not be right in the specifics, but it's actually always right because it's more primal and more truthful. It might not be right in the specifics. So there's this dark alley scenario. Now, your limbic system kicks in and it knows, hey, guess what? Dark alleys are always dangerous. Why? Well, because people can hide. People can jump out and get you. It doesn't mean it's going to be dangerous every single time, but in general, dark alleys are generally more dangerous than well-lit paths. Now, you know this on an instinctual level. Animals know this in an instinctual level. And so you can trust your gut. Now, I remember I went out with someone in college, and it was a guy who wanted me to go on a date with him. Didn't know him very well. And my gut said, don't go out alone with this guy on a date. You don't know him that well. He really was a little bit pressuring me to go out on a date. What's the big deal? I'm a great guy. But my gut said, don't do it. Now, there wasn't probably on paper any reason to mistrust this guy. He was kind of saying, what, don't you trust me? I'm a great guy. Well, my gut said, double date, bring a friend, take a buddy. Now, it turned out he was a little aggressive, and I was probably smart to bring a friend because then I had a buddy system. And I knew that trusting my gut was going to be really important. And he could have overpowered me if he wanted to, especially could have if I was alone. And I think it's really important that we tell our children, especially girls, that to not give in to these pressures, to do what people expect, to be the nice girl, but to just truly follow our gut, even when it might feel awkward, even when it might not be popular, that our gut really is to be trusted, and that we should do things to develop our sense of intuition and to not worry about what other people think. That if our gut is telling us something and we have this deep knowing, that part of our brain has been developing for who knows how long in the human species, for very good reason. And it's none of our concern to override it with the paperwork of other people imposing on us what they think is best for us when our limbic system is going to do a perfectly good job of telling us the truth. And so your homework, if you'd like to do it, is to report on what does it look like and what does it feel like for you to trust your gut. Does it feel like something in your gut, in your stomach? For me, it's like an actual sort of feeling, like around my solar plexus. I kind of feel something. And I think it's because of those neural pathways for me. Talk to your friends. What does it feel like for you? Do you have a deep knowing? Do you have a sort of sense when you feel like your gut is involved and your intuition is involved? Does it feel like a leading from God? What does it feel like for you when you engage your intuition? You can let me know on Twitter or on the sparkmymuse.com contact page, or there's kind of a community page I have going at facebook.com/sparkmymuse. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think. If you enjoy Spark My Muse, and if you enjoy Soul School especially, I would love to have an iTunes review or a rating from you. Podcasts sort of live or die based on the algorithms done by ratings and reviews, and it will help people find the show if you rate it and review it. So I ask you for a favor that you would do that for me. Thank you so much for listening, and I wish you blessings. Join me next week for another Soul School on Wednesday, and please tune in Friday for a conversational episode with our guest.